from KQED.
Over the past 4 months, thousands of California inmates have staged two hunger strikes over conditions in the state's Stark segregation units. In response, correction officials have said they're considering changing policies that determine which inmates are locked up in the facilities, why, and for how long. Michael Montgomery reports.
B-Pod, we're ready when you're ready.
For years, California has routinely locked up hundreds of inmates accused of having ties to violent prison gangs in these windowless units at Pelican Bay State Prison. Some men have been held here for decades with only limited contact with other humans. But prisoner rights advocates like Carol Strickman say many of the inmates here haven't done anything tangible for any gang, like carrying out an assault or dealing drugs. She says the evidence against them is often more mundane.
We keep seeing people be there because they were viewed talking to someone who was a member or associate of a gang, or they have a letter with a star in it, or they have a book with a name in it.
According to department data, 79% of the men currently locked in the state's security housing units are there as gang associates, not full-fledged members. Even corrections officials concede that some of those inmates don't belong in the special units.
I'm very publicly said I think we overvalidate and that we don't do enough documentation for those associates.
Scott Kernan was corrections undersecretary until his retirement last week. Using department jargon, he's talking about the way the state identifies or validates inmates as prison gang members and associates. Once validated, the inmate is locked in the special unit, known as the SHU, for an indeterminate term. That includes so-called associates with only vague links to the groups. Kernan says that needs to change.
It's my hope that the policy will be modified that will provide us a greater level of ability to document an inmate's involvement as a leader in gang activity or physically themselves involve themselves in an act of violence. Those are the people that we should have placed in places like SHU.
In addition to Kernan, other department officials say once the state develops new criteria, it will be applied retroactively. That means some inmates currently in the special units could be transferred to regular prisons.
My husband would look forward to getting some sunshine. I mean, being able to go outside.
Virginia Gutierrez Brown is the wife of an inmate, Paul Brown, who's been locked in Pelican Bay's security housing unit since the facility opened in 1990. The two married in 2006, so Brown has only ever seen her husband through thick glass in a visitor's room. She says his face is strikingly pale, almost translucent.
The man is 58 years old with no sunshine in over 20 years.
Inmates who've been moved out of the special units to other prisons describe a sense of liberation, even though they're still behind bars. That's the way former prison gang leader Rene Enriquez felt when he was transferred from Pelican Bay to a regular prison yard north of Los Angeles.
I can come out here and walk without my shoes, with my feet on the grass now. I can come to the yard and bask in the sun and get a tan.
Sources close to the Department of Corrections say hundreds of inmates could be transferred out of the security housing units. Scott Kernan says whatever the final policy changes, there will not be a sudden depopulation of the special units.
We're not going to be pushed by the inmates or their advocates to change policy of this magnitude and get people killed. We're going to do it slow and methodical and make sure that we're doing the right thing.
According to Kernan, some transfers could begin early next year. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.